Busy routines can make it hard to focus on your health goals, but MedExpress offers a simple way to explore weight management treatment online. Complete our short eligibility consultation with no need for face-to-face appointments or travel. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly, with UK-registered clinicians offering support along the way. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to get started today.
We are living in one of the most anxious, overstimulated eras in human history. Always reachable, always a little wired. So it's no surprise that one of the biggest shifts in wellness right now is a quiet, growing search for one thing: calm. People are rethinking how they unwind, stepping back from the old habits, and turning toward a more gentler, more intentional ways to relax, including time-honored botanicals like passionflower and common adaptogens that humans have leaned on for centuries. Today's guest has a front row seat in this shift, and she is here to help us understand it. My guest today sits right at the center of one of the most interesting wellness shifts happening. Angie Stevenson is a founder of Aloe, a close observer of how people are rethinking the way to relax, socialize, and care for their well-being. She especially is fascinated by the rise of common botanicals and adaptogens and the broader movement toward more intentional, mindful choices. She's here today to share both the trend and the lessons of building something with an emergent space. Angie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, let's start with the bigger picture, because I think, you know, almost everyone listening feels this. So many people are anxious, they're wired, you know, they're craving calm right now. From your front row view of changing consumer habits, what's driving this collective search for calm?
You know, I just think we live in a very busy world these days. You know, women are having careers, they're being mothers, they're, you know, having friendships and all these different things. And it's just a very fast-paced moving world. I think we just all crave that balance at the end of the day. And in the middle of your day, it's, you know, the phones, everything is just causing this urgency around us all the time. And I think, you know, just balancing the nervous system is more and more important every day.
I agree. Why do you think people are actively like rethinking, you know, how they wind down and relax and what they really are looking for when they reach, you know, for something to help them feel at more ease?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's more education out there. I think, you know, more and more for people like myself, just learning that your original way of reaching for a glass of wine at the end of the day is just not that great for you. Yeah. And people are really discovering that, you know, maybe there's other options out there to kind of come down and be more present at the end of the day.
I love that. Now, you're fascinated by the botanicals, you know, people have turned to for centuries. So let's get into them. Like, walk us through like some of these common ingredients like passionflower and adaptogens.
Yeah, you know, I've taken an interest to natural medicine for a long time, you know. Plant-based is in my mind always the way to go, whether it's, you know, cannabis or botanicals and adaptogens. You know, I've really become fascinated just by the alternatives out there. And there's so many beautiful botanicals and adaptogens available to us. And they've really become more mainstream these days, where you'll not only find them at your natural health food store, but you're starting to see them show up in Costco and Target and some of these really mainstream places. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is exciting. What is like an adaptogen, like in plain language for people who is unfamiliar with the term?
They are different herbs and botanicals that help your body adapt to stress and different things of that nature.
Now, have people like traditionally used botanicals like these to support calm and ease stress?
Yeah, there's a lot of botanicals and adaptogens that have been around for hundreds of years. So there's an ingredient that I'm looking at for one of my beverage lines that is been around for 100 years in South Africa. Wow. And people have been using it for social ease and calm focus for a long time. There's definitely been adaptogens that have been around a long time and people have been using them. I just don't think that the general public has been very privy to them.
Right. And do you think they're, you know, having, you know, such a major movement in wellness right now?
Yeah, there's a huge movement. Functional ingredients are starting to have their own shelf space in, you know, regular grocery stores rather than just like your mother's market or your, you know, natural food channel. The functional space is expanding. The non-alcoholic space is expanding.
Yeah.
The better for you space. I think that, you know, people are just really craving something to take the edge off and, you know, balance their cortisone levels and calm their mood, make them more present for their social gatherings, for their family members. And just to be able to kind of reset is just, it's so craved by people.
Yeah.
And finally, major retailers and mainstream is catching on to that.
I love that. Now, you know, there's a bigger mindset shift underneath all of this, and you see it clearly. Like, people aren't just like swapping one thing for another. They're becoming more intentional about what they put in their bodies and how they unwind. You know, what's behind this moderation mindset?
You know, I think that, you know, just general wellness, you know, people, I think naturally in the past have just gone to alcohol or different things like that when they're looking for some sort of shift. But, you know, I talk to a lot of my girlfriends about this and, you know, I'm in my early 40s and I just notice such a shift in my body and the way that I, you know, cannot drink alcohol anymore. I feel awful for days to come. I have a headache the next day. My workouts are ruined. My family time, my workouts, or I already said workouts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a shift. And then rather than feeling like, oh, I'm no fun anymore, I can't enjoy these things, people are looking for alternatives.
Right. Oh, I agree with you. And, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, but I feel the same way. It's like, you know, I drink just a little bit and then next day I'm completely off when I was never like that years ago. But you know what? It affects the body, especially when you start taking care of your body and you start eating healthier and you start like really, really taking care of the mind and the body and a little exercise. When you start doing things that aren't so good, your body recognizes it. And you react, you know, in a negative, you know, way, you know.
Absolutely.
So for you, like, who's leading it? And like, why does it feel like, you know, a restriction and more like people choosing what's actually making them feel good?
Can you rephrase that? Why are people choosing?
Yeah, because, who do you think is leading this, you know, this era where people are looking for more healthier ways? Like, now you have like, you know, dry month, you have people like, you know, drinking non-alcoholic, you know, drinks and, you know, there's, you know, less of a restriction, you know, to you can have like, you know, you could have drinks that have CBD in it. You could have all these things where, you know, that restriction is kind of getting lighter and it's a lot easier, who do you think is helping bring this, you know, to people's attention that, hey, this stuff is actually okay. You know, it can help lead you to calmness. You know, they're putting it, you know, in medications, you know. Why do you think more people are choosing what actually, you know, is making them feel good? You know, like, why do you think people are gearing towards here and, you know, not gearing towards the alcohol?
Yeah, well, I think for one, there's a lot more products available, whether it's in a gummy form. You know, you've got Kourtney Kardashian's Lemmy and she's coming out with, you know, ashwagandha and different adaptogens in those where it's making it more mainstream. You've got beverage companies, you know, like my company, Alohi, or other beverages like, you know, DeSoy and some of these others that are coming out with different mood type products, you know, the things that people want to feel, where it's like, this will help you feel more calm. This will help you feel more social. I mean, I think people are craving more mood-based type products. And in return, that's making it a little bit more mainstream instead of using the term, you know, adaptogens, which some people are like, well, what's an adaptogen? people are really just making it more mainstream and available in different formats. You know, I think the beverage format is such a beautiful thing because it just naturally feels social and familiar to people. You know, there's beautiful products out there. There's beautiful energy drinks that are combining, you know, different botanicals and adaptogens. You've got Gorgi, which is, you know, green tea and L-theanine, just, you know, not your typical caffeine type products. So you have lots of choices.
Yeah.
And I think when you are presented with choices, then you start to rethink, you know, your normal go-to.
Right. What are some ways that you think that are really good that could, you know, maybe help people reach that level of calmness?
I mean, I'm constantly craving balance in my everyday life. You know, I'm busy. I've got a family life. I run a company. I'm the CEO. I'm just constantly craving balance between having fun, you know, keeping up with my workouts and trying to maintain and then having a successful career. And I think there's a lot of women that are feeling the same. There's a lot of people that are craving balance out there. I personally created my beverage brand to create what I wanted to drink at the end of the day. And you know, I wasn't finding it out there. And so I created my own product that I felt would help people, you know, balance and elevate and unwind, whether it's a social gathering with friends or just, you know, some quiet time at home to kind of come down and lower your cortisone levels. You know, we're all just in this constant state of go, go, go all the time. And it's just really important to be able to come down. I can't say that enough. I've been struggling with some health issues of these chronic headaches, and I've, you know, had MRIs, and I've been seeing I saw a neurologist this week, and he told me he thinks it's stress, you know, and just holding that tension, you know. So it's just really, I think people are just looking for ways to kind of counterbalance the busy world that we live in and being on it all the time.
That's so true. That's so true. And for the listeners out there, if you've been craving more calm and more intention in how you take care of yourself, you're going to love the rest of this conversation. Follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the people and the ideas helping you live a calmer, healthier, and live more intentionally. Now, you know, study what people actually want from wellness products. Like today, you know, and it's changed a lot. Like, you know, what are people really looking for now that they weren't looking a decade ago?
Well, I think that, you know, don't want to keep plugging my product line, but, you know, I think that people are discovering more and more about cannabis and the benefits of THC. I think that now that people are discovering it and it's available in stores like Target in certain states and Sprouts, people are discovering that it's a really beautiful plant and that it can, you know, give you that little head change, relax your mind, make you a little goofy, silly, make you giggle. You know, there's just a lot of, you know, new beautiful products out there.
I agree. And is it the transparency, simpler, like ingredients, a sense of ritual, or is, you know, that something that fits a calmer lifestyle?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's, you know, and one of our taglines is all the sparkle, none of the hangover, you know, being able to wake up the next day and have a product that makes you feel good and relaxed and calm, and then being able to wake up the next day and not have it affect your daily routine is huge. I mean, hangover is just not what us girls need.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's just a few ingredients in a product that makes it more effective, not having all these different things. Sometimes you turn around and you look at some of these supplements or you look at some of these vitamins, you know, and there's like over 20 or 30 different ingredients in it. And a lot of times, you know, you can't even pronounce the names. And when you can't pronounce the names, that means it's really not good for you. And, it, you know, is it really, you know, in your opinion, is all these different things they put in there, you know, are they just fillers or, you know, and they're not really as good? Or, you know, so maybe sometimes it's better just to go simpler and have a few, a few things in your product, and it could be even more effective.
Yeah, absolutely. The cleaner, the better. And yeah, I think you nailed it. If you can't pronounce it, then you should probably question it and look it up and do your research. And I'm constantly taking pictures of labels and zooming in and researching ingredients if I don't know what it is. Because, you know, we have to navigate our own health and our own wellness. Even if it's being sold in a store, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you.
Exactly. So there are times when you can't even like see the ingredients because the lettering's so small. And it's like, if you can't see it either, you know, I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, 100%.
And how do you separate what's a genuine, lasting wellness shift from, you know, just what's passing a trend?
Well, how do you separate it? I mean, you know, it's good to do your own research and make sure that it works for you and your body. You know, there's always new trends out there every day, but you know, you just gotta do your own research, really.
Yeah.
There's so much information available out there, but you know, it's nice to have options.
And I feel like, you know, CBD or cannabis, you know, it's not a trend. It's been here for centuries. You know, it's been here, you know, from way back when, and you know, it's been used for, you know, all different reasons. And, you know, it's something that I think, you know, can be very beneficial in people's lives.
Yeah. I'm a huge, huge plant fan of the plants. I was telling you this earlier, but, you know, I grew up in a cannabis friendly household. I didn't discover it until later, but my parents never drank alcohol, but they, you know, had their marijuana and we didn't know about it. But, you know, later when we were old enough, my sister was like, you don't know that mom and dad, you know, smoke pot. And I was like, no, I had no idea. But, you know, they were very joyful people. You know, the no alcohol thing in my mind was wonderful to have parents that were, you know, present and, you know, not unmotivated the next day to do things with us and get out there and be active. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of the plants, and I just, you know, I more so appreciate it at this time in my life, you know, when I'm a bit older, to be able to, you know, have it and use it responsibly and in a small dose for myself, but just something to kind of take the edge off for me and, you know, I feel like it makes me more myself.
Right.
You know, I had a woman email me on through our website, thedrinkalohi.com. And she's a mom and she drinks my products. And she was like, I think this product makes me a better person. You know, I just feel more myself and I'm just, you know, full of more joy and finding pleasure in the simple things like cooking a meal at the end of the day.
Right.
That made it all worth it. And that's why I do what I do.
I love that. You know, and I'd love to like pull out some wisdom for entrepreneurs and dreamers listening too. Like you've built something like in an emerging, fast changing space. You know, what have, you know, been the biggest lessons of your journey? You know, the things that you wish you'd known at the start.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a journey. I've never been one to take the easy road. You know, cannabis is definitely not the easy road. I was telling you earlier that I started in the California dispensary space and it was challenging. You know, it's challenging. We have a lot of rules, regulations, a lot of heavy taxation, you know, but I found a space that I felt comfortable in. And, you know, I started by doing sales and really learning the industry and how it works and communicating with distributors and retail. And that's how I got my foot in the door. And I felt comfortable enough to create my own product line. And then from there, I evolved with the times. I pivoted my first beverage into Alohi, which is a hemp THC beverage infused with adaptogens and botanicals. And that sells through the beer and liquor channels in 25 states. Hemp THC is allowed to be sold. And, you know, one day at a time, you know, I felt comfortable in a space. I created a product that I wanted to consume every day, that I felt like I was putting out something good into the world. And something beautiful that was solving a problem for myself and, you know, for other women, other like-minded individuals. So I just really, you know, just kept putting every day doing the next step and the next right thing. And it was a journey. It didn't, you know, come easy. I'm 4 years into my beverage journey.
Yeah.
And I've raised capital. I've got some partners. I've got a strategic advisor that, you know, helps me grow and make decisions and see a little bit bigger than I've ever done. I mean, I'm sitting in big rooms. As a woman, it feels as just an entrepreneur, it feels great, like to see the amount of growth that has happened for me in the last year is just incredible. I feel extremely blessed and, you know, getting able to be in a position where I'm getting feedback from my customers and, you know, I feel that I'm genuinely, you know, putting out a good product that people enjoy.
Right.
It's just so rewarding. But if I could, you know, tell anybody, it's just really just taking that steps, you know, you have an idea, you know, work in that space, do a position where you're learning and working in the area that you want to create in, and find a mentor, ask questions. Don't be afraid to look silly. I ask stupid questions all the time. Just put yourself out there and I don't think you'll regret it.
I love it. That's a great answer. And for someone who sees a shift happening in the world and wants to build something meaningful around it, what would you tell them?
I probably, you know, similar to what I just said, you know, just to go for it and take the steps. You know, it's never easy to just go after a dream, especially when you aren't fully funded or you're having to work a side job. I worked a side hustle for many years and then working on my dream or my product line on the side. So just to plug away at it every day. And then you'll get there.
I love that. Now, you spent your days paying attention to how people really want to feel, like calmer, more grounded, more in control of their choices. So what do you, you know, most want people to understand about this search for calm and about giving themselves permission to unwind in a way that generally feels good?
Yeah, I think the common denominator that, you know, I hear out there is just balance. Is searching for balance in their life. You know, carving out time for yourself, making time for the gym or to take a walk or to shut your phone off.
Yeah.
It's just so important, right? Like I've had a week away from my fiance. He took his kids camping and I really realized like how much I carry.
Yeah.
Every day, you know, it's getting up, it's making myself look presentable, it's getting a workout in, it's having all these meetings and working all day, it's making dinner, it's engaging at the end of the day when sometimes, you know, I really discovered this week that sometimes at the end of the day, I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
I just want to put on my show and check out, and you can't always do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't always want to do that, but just finding that balance.
Right.
It's a personal, you know, journey, but just making time for yourself, whatever helps you balance, make time for that.
I love that. That's a great answer. And, you know, tell us a little about your products.
Yeah. Alohi is a sparkling hemp THC beverage. I have different milligrams of THC in them. So I have a 5 milligram and a 10 milligram. They're also infused with adaptogens and botanicals to help you elevate and unwind further. We have passion flower, ashwagandha, and a rhodiola rosea in our current THC line. You can get them in 25 states. I can deliver from drinkalohi.com to your doorstep. And then we just launched into retail in Florida, and we're in about 250 retail stores, anywhere from Chevron's and Mobil's to different wellness boutique stores throughout Florida. And we're expanding and growing that way. And Alohi's, you know, got some things up our sleeves. We're also creating another product line that I've been working really hard on that doesn't have THC, but it's got the beautiful adaptogens and botanicals. You know, for me, I really wanted to create a product that, you know, helped me not drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol was just something, you know, like we talked about, that I just can't really do, maybe on a special occasion if
right.
I can to take the day off and probably the next day after that as well. But I can, you know, have a couple cocktails. But I really, you know, wanted Alohi to be a replacement for alcohol. Just
that.
Something that brings all the sparkle and none of the hangover.
I love that. I love that. And I just want everyone to know that if you do take like medications, like such as like heart medications or epilepsy medications or depression medications, or, you know, take like for CB for high cholesterol or certain medications, just check with your doctor and make sure that you can take the THC, because sometimes it may release the potency in your medication and you don't want that to happen. So, you know,
yes.
So just check with your doctor, make sure it's okay. And then if it's okay, you know, try the drink out.
But, absolutely. You know. And even different adaptogens, you know, it's always good to do your research and make sure that they don't interfere with any medication as well.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And if you wanted people to like remember one thing from our conversation today, like what would you like to share with our listeners?
You know, just I think really just to take time for yourself, make sure you're prioritizing you. And, you know, doing what you need to do to be the best version of yourself.
I love that. I love that. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that the search for calm isn't about doing more. It's about choosing more intentionally and remembering that some of the gentle, time-honored ways humans have always found their ease. And Angie, I just want to, you know, is paying close attention to that shift. And today she, you know, gave us a thoughtful look at calm, intention, and how people are rethinking the way they unwind. So I want to just thank you for being on the show today. And, you know, and once again, just tell our listeners where they can follow your journey and connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful being chatting with you and being on your show. You can follow me personally at Angie Stevenson Official on Instagram. I'm the most active. And then for Alohi, it's drinkalohi.com. And our social handles are the same, drinkalohi.
I love that. And if this conversation spoke to you, share it with someone who could use a little more calm in their life. And I just want to thank you so much, you know, for coming on the show today and sharing your story. And, you know, really, you know, taking the initiative to, you know, become your own entrepreneur. And, you know, create a product that can help people, you know, reach a level of calmness and really, you know, feel better and also just enjoy and unwind and, you know, and just relax. Because like you said, in a world today where everything is so, you know, rapid and fast paced, sometimes it's nice to just have a little drink, you know, with something that's natural, that has like really great supplements in it and just, you know, unwind and, you know, take that, you know, maybe stressed out day and bring it to a level of calm. So I want to thank you so much for you being on the show. And sharing your story, sharing your entrepreneurship, you know, and how you got there and all the great things you're doing right now with Alohi and your future products to come.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks. Bye.